sounds wild.
Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. On a winter day, several black-capped chickadees are perched near a feeder. It's cold, and these little birds have puffed up their feathers to trap heat. They look like gray, black, and white puffballs perched on a branch. And one grips the small branch with only one tiny foot. The other leg is drawn up against her body and disappears into her feathers. Feathers do more than help birds fly. Feathers are both a tough outer shell and a warm underlayer, like a lightweight, waterproof, windproof shell and a puffy, warm, high-quality down jacket underneath. Literally. Down feathers, the soft, fluffy kind, closest to the bird's body, are the most effective insulation known. Using tiny muscles, where the quill part of the feather attaches to the skin, birds raise and lower their feathers, fluffing up a layer of insulation around their bodies. They also stay warm by turning their heads and tucking their beaks into their shoulder feathers. Birds will pluck their own feathers to line their nests and insulate their eggs and young. Birds also use their feathers to communicate with each other. Crested birds like stellar jays raise and lower their crests, peacocks fan their beautiful tails, and ravens raise their eyebrows to signal and communicate with each other. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford.